You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Voice After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Voice After Show.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to The Voice for AfterBuzz TV. I'm Michelle Macedo, and we're going to be your hosts. Right here is Mark E. Allen.
That's right, and on the other line...
On the line, the only line.
The only line. Marcy.
Marcy Smith.
What's up, everybody?
Okay, cool. So you guys should all follow us on Twitter. I'm at Macedo Music.
I am at Mark E. Allen. And
Marcy.
I am at Marcy Alago Music.
All right, cool.
That's
got
it. That out of the way.
Okay, cool. So, this is season 2, episode 6. The battle begins, and it certainly does begin, doesn't it, Mark?
Thank God it began. Oh, man.
Yeah, we were tired of the auditions.
There was some good battles tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, those auditions, I mean, they're good to learn and, you know, find and see everybody, but now it's just the competition. There's nothing like
it. It's crazy, which is also why we're glad that Extra gave us a shout-out today.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Marie Menounos. Our founder and creator.
Thank you.
For the shout out on Extra, which was earlier tonight at 7 p.m.
Yes, 7 p.m.
And we're happy that she's watching. We're happy that you're watching. And okay, now we're going to talk about a bunch of shiznit. So
let's jump in.
Well, okay, Marcy, I think maybe you would agree. Mark and I were talking, and we think that the whole concept of the battling each other with the voices and each other's team is really difficult because you want to sound good, but you don't want to outshine some. Well, you do want to outshine them, but you don't want to step all over them and be obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But then you don't want.
Yeah.
You want still make it to, sound good.
Yeah, you want it to sound good, but how can you sabotage and still sound good?
There's really no way. Like, you either just have to sing that person up under the ground or sound good together and hope that your coach picks you.
Yeah, because there was a lot of, I mean, there was some of the battles where you could definitely tell that the other person was trying to intimidate the other ones, and then some of them were just like, you know, shy or aren't, you know, used to singing with somebody else, and so that was a challenge for them too. So it went down tonight.
It did go down, didn't it? Well, we started off the
episode. There were good battles.
I know, all of them. Like, mm-hmm. The first one would have Adam Levine's team,
yes.
And they sang the U2 song "Beautiful Day," and it was Tony Luca,
right.
Luca, and Chris Colley,
mm-hmm.
And Alanis Morissette was one of the peeps that came in and
Robin
helped
Thicke.
Out.
Yeah, Robin Thicke
and
helped
Robin
out too.
Thicke with thick gel in his
hair, which I thought was completely weird and opposite.
Right.
But
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was kind of random. I don't know how they choose that. Really,
those are just some of Adam's homies. They're chilling last week, and then he's like, "Hey, what are you guys
exactly.
doing?
Exactly. Hey, what are you doing? Cool. They were chilling earlier today, probably.
Yeah, I was like, totally. It was like, who's available? Oh, okay, cool. Come down.
Yeah, seriously. And Alanis came to like all of them. She was really free that week, I guess.
Well, who do you guys think were going into? Who did you think was gonna make it out of those two?
Oh, who did I think
was going
to make
into it? Before the battle.
Oh, well, I think that you had a prediction, and I think that what you said was that you've never been more sure of anything in your life.
That Tony was going to make it? Yeah,
that's what he said.
Yeah.
So
it's just a fact.
I thought, well, that sounds like an insecure statement. So I guess the other one. Who did you think was going to win?
So did I. Michelle, I totally went with Chris.
Yeah, I thought so too. And also, I didn't like Tony's attitude. I thought he was kind of like full of himself. Well, he was the intimidator.
You thought so?
Well, I don't know. He just had that whole thing like, oh, I was in the Mickey Mouse Club. So like, it's like I'm so experienced and like whatever. Right. And he also reminded me of this dude I dated.
Right, which that doesn't help.
It's true. I win.
Yeah, that's totally personal.
What? Really? I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought Chris was going to win just because it felt like he was just more comfortable in his skin with this song.
I thought at the very beginning he was, but I mean, I felt like the first round went to Chris, second round went to Tony, and then Tony kind of stepped it up.
At the beginning, Chris was stronger.
Yeah, definitely.
And then I don't know what happened. Then he did all those lizard faces. I don't know if you saw that. Did you see those?
He was.
And then he became your ex.
Yeah, and then he became. But that was even the other guy. So now we got the lizard and my ex.
Yeah, so you have to pick, and that's not a hard choice.
They both suck.
Tony went on, so I don't know if Christina pulled some strings for him. I mean, I thought he should have. But
but he was pushing, and the thing is, Adam kept saying don't push, mm-hmm. and then he pushed anyway. So I thought for sure he was not gonna get it.
Yeah.
But whatevs.
I agree.
It's Adam's choice. It doesn't even matter what the other coaches say. What kind of matters?
Mm-hmm. It kind of seems like let's see what the other coaches can say to kind of trick our mind to see.
Yeah,
make sure
totally.
That we don't know anything what's going to happen.
Yeah,
when
and
it
they
gets
show
to
them like messing up and all that stuff. It's crazy. It's cray cray.
So
well, and that's okay because Tony moved on, mm-hmm. just the way it is.
Just like I said.
Sorry, Chris. Just like you were really strangely confident about and not confident about like
whatever,
any other
Mark.
One.
Well, you know one that I wasn't confident on.
What?
The second battle.
Okay, yeah, totally.
I don't know what was
Blake's
going on.
Team. What? Adley and Raylan. Adley, the cheerleader from Tennessee.
Right.
And Raylan.
Who? Yeah.
Where am I?
Bring it, Marcy. Yeah. Bring it, Marcy. What do you think about Adley?
Yeah. You know what? Everybody thinks I'm super mean, so I'm trying to be a little nicer this week. However, Adley, like, she just seems like...
Say it. Okay, you have a really specific. I can tell that it's really specific and vicious. Let's hear it. What is it?
Adley, to me, like, in this battle, Adley was really so much better. Raylene just started off key. Period.
That is true. That's just like a fact.
Unfortunately, she stayed in that, you know, vein. Like, she got on key a little bit, then she went off key again. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I was rooting for Raylene because I wanted her to win. Unfortunately, she just
before she sang, but...
Well, then she did a default, like, I'm going to pretend like I didn't just mess up really badly and just make it, like, my unique voice.
Right, yeah, because she sounds like straight country.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, but, like...
Straight.
But it wasn't great country, though. That's the thing. I was like...
Just because it rhymes.
Yeah.
So here's my thing with Adley. Like, going forward, that girl needs a haircut.
I thought that same thing. Straighten it, like something. Like, do something else.
Dude, it's just wrong.
Yeah, what's going on?
Not cute. I mean...
Yeah.
Headband, out of the headband, it's not cute.
Well, yeah,
they need to do something.
She had the headband in, like, when they were talking about her. When she came out without the headband, I was like, oh, Marcy is going to love this. And,
No. No. Yeah, did you love her hair? Be honest. Did you?
I think she should have won, but she didn't win, right?
I think she should have won. No, she didn't. Raylan did.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone was saying, well, you have so much time, Raylan. And, like, you're 17. And so I was like, oh, that means that they're saying that he's not going to pick her?
That was the WTF moment for me.
Oh, no.
I was in there. I was jumping there.
Well,
that's the only way to describe
that.
Like, why did they? How could they?
Well, okay. I think that it has to be that Blake is reminded of Miranda Lambert with Raylan. So.
Yes.
Just like, do you see her going further? I mean, I don't think that Adley would have went very far either. But Raylan, it just seems like she. I don't know. She went from doing like a good audition to being very inexperienced,
it was
just
not
like
good.
Not even good to watch.
Yeah, and it was pitchy and. I don't know if they put her up against anybody else. I don't know if she could hold her own.
No.
But he is obsessed with his wife.
Yeah, he is.
Wasn't there some person recently that, or last season or something, that he did that with? He always,
probably,
he like loves the people that kind of sound like his wife. And Raylene did a song
by
Miranda
Lambert.
Raylene,
she's going to be at the house.
Yeah, she is.
She's gonna be at the house.
Poor girl. Maybe what if she might? Yeah. You know, they might bring something out of her. Maybe it was just a bad song choice.
No. Nope. She's gonna be at the house.
Maybe it was a bad.
No more
week?
Tom Petty.
Yeah, no more Tom Petty. Yeah, even though that's pretty. I kind of feel like another week.
How did you feel about Kelly Clarkson? I love her, by the way. Shout out to Kelly. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah, she's awesome. And I feel like that was a good choice to bring her in. I mean, she does. She seems like the same market that Adley would be in. And then Blake just brought in Miranda Lambert.
Just
because
she's awesome. I'm a huge
fan.
He reminded me of a young... She reminded me of a young Miranda Lambert.
In his...
I'll tell you what. King of the Hill voice.
Yeah, he's got the straight... He doesn't even try, and he's got the King of the Hill voice.
Yeah, Hank from King of the Hill.
Was he the voice? I think
there's no way he can be the voice of that. I mean, this is the voice. He's a voice like that, but not like the voice of that show.
He should be hysterical, though.
He should try.
Oh, man.
But then we have Christina's team.
Right. So you need to have him on there.
Oh, hells yes. Okay, Christina's team. Wait, Monique.
Monique.
Who I've
met, which I didn't realize I met before, about a year and a half ago.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
I know, crazy.
And she's, I don't know how I forgot. I guess I just didn't recognize her. I saw her about a year and a half ago in Camarillo, where I was recording some tracks with my old band. Shout out to Kickback Ninjas, Ian Garcia.
Nice.
On Camarillo, you know, 40 minutes west of here. But and the guy that was producing a couple of tracks for us was also working with the girl, Monique, who was just like, she was, he was like, I want you guys to hear some of her stuff. He played it. Well, I was like, wow. And then he brought her in, and she did like two tracks for us, and you know, talked about writing some stuff in the future. But she's the kind of artist, like, even just with the acoustic style stuff, you're in the room with her, she just captures you for the whole moment.
Mm.
It's ridiculous how good she was. And I don't know how I didn't recognize her. Maybe because the style of song that she was singing, I didn't, you know, it wasn't exactly what she was singing before.
But did she, did she look different?
I think a little bit different, but I mean, she's got a lot of hair.
She does
awesome
have
hair.
A lot of awesome hair.
So, but yeah, just... Man, I was rooting for. Once I figured that out, I was like, man, because like we had always talked about
her.
She was awesome, yeah. But the only thing is that she went up against the opera man,
Chris Mann. Yeah. Well, he's like talking about how classically trained, blah blah blah. But that doesn't substitute passion, which even you say in the room with Monique, she's like killing it.
Exactly. Right. I don't know. Maybe because it was a bigger room. I don't know.
It could be the bigness of the room. Yeah. But Christina started, like, crying or something at one point. And they were doing Celine Dion, The Power of Love. And who came in for Monique again?
Who came in for Monique was Jewel.
Jewel. Did Jewel do with both of them?
No, Lionel Richie.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Jewel, I mean, that's a good one. She seemed cool.
Yeah.
And they had to, like, know you're more famous.
I thought
they
were, like, their performance.
Their
performance was so cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, out of all the groups that went together, they actually sang together. They weren't really trying to out-sing each other.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
I saw an interview that she had posted earlier today about, you know, talking about her and him before, like a few days before the battle round.
Monique posted?
Yeah.
Is this before or after you... realize that you knew
after
her.
I realized before the show tonight I saw a
when
little interview
her.
No
yeah
not yet but
there's
still time but no she was talking about how her and Chris became really good friends like a few days before this, so I think that kind of really showed that they were kind of very, you know, complimentary throughout the whole performance.
Yeah, and they're totally different types, so it's not even like you can compare them, really.
I guess there's nobody else like Chris Mann in the competition with the opera stuff, so maybe they need that.
Yeah, I agree.
Man, I was rooting for her, though. She's sick.
I totally agree. I think that she was put up against a person that she really wasn't going to win against.
I think also, though, she was psyching herself out, but she kept saying that, and she seemed, like, really freaked out about it. About how he's classically trained, but she still like, you know, amazing.
But she's such a she's got so much more emotion behind her performance. Definitely.
They're so different.
Yeah, you think is going to happen, unfortunately.
That, well, Marcy says it like it is.
She does.
We should have, like, Marcy says it like it is, just like it should be the commercial break instead of.
We can.
Commercial.
Let's do it.
The Marcy Corner. Marcy's Corner. Okay, so Chris won that one.
Yep.
Sorry, Monique. That sucks. You can come hang out
here. Yeah, because we were voting for you, Monique.
Yeah,
but,
check out her stuff online, though. She's got some stuff on there, and follow her on Twitter, all that stuff. She's sick.
Yeah, you should write something
with
her.
All right, let's check that out.
You know?
We'll check her out.
Right now.
So then next is CeeLo, and they did Total Eclipse of the Heart, which is originally written by... Okay, I looked it up.
An 80s.
Written
by Bonnie and
Bonnie Taylor.
I'm like IDK.
Yeah, really? IDK. IDK. Yeah.
Also covered by Dan Band on Old School.
Oh yeah.
Which that's all I thought of the whole time.
Okay, can we talk about the mentors for this one? Can we just say what the hell? Babyface and Neo?
Oh, that was super random. I think CeeLo was just like, look at how cool and relevant I am.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But I don't know, like, what it was Angie Johnson and Chessa, who then I just decided to call her Cheetos.
Can we just say,
that's what
second,
it looks like.
Who did we want to win out of that? Who did you want to win, Michelle?
I actually wanted Angie to win, I think.
I wanted
Me
Angie.
Too.
Yeah, I wanted her, but at the end of it, when they were talking and stuff, and I think Chessa had, like, one good moment. And after she did that, then she was just full of herself.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Angie Johnson, I wanted her to win, but I had a feeling they're going to pick
Chessa.
Yeah, you know, Cheeto, she put it out there. She's from Hawaii, and she also has more of the, like, I'm just a girl vibe. So CeeLo eats that up.
Yeah, Cheetos.
Like catnip, like Cheetos.
Yeah.
Whatever. I didn't think Chessa did as good as Angie. Like, I think Angie was killing it.
Yeah, she's a better singer,
I don't know.
It seems like.
She was whatever
to me.
Yeah, and plus Angie was in the Air Force, and she made that known. She's like, you know, just put the finger on the trigger.
Yeah, she got all
she got away. Trigger.
Not even that. Like, just singing ability. Like,
yeah, I think so too.
Chessa to me is a one note chick. Like, she can do some low cool stuff, and outside of that, she's just that.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, and she's like, oh, look at my story, my poor family. You know what? You know how many people are poor in America right now? Have you seen the economy?
Oh, yeah.
It's not
Cheetos
that much
story.
Better. Like,
what was her story exactly? They moved into the garage.
They moved here from Hawaii, and I think to kind of pursue music, but they were having financial issues, so her mom started an elderly home in their home, and they moved everybody else into the garage.
That sucks.
Yeah, do you really believe that? I find that hard to believe, but whatever. Like,
I don't know.
I don't know why
y'all need to be getting a story ready for me because I'm auditioning at the end of the month.
Okay,
right,
nice.
So, I need a story.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
The story we'll make it up and Marcy says
no,
it like it is.
No elderly stuff.
Yeah, no elderly stuff.
Yeah.
That's boring. That's
no
boring.
Elderly stuff.
That's
I
not,
need
yeah.
a new one.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it works though. It works.
That's well,
the right.
She won.
Yeah.
It totally worked.
For how long? I don't know. I just didn't like
Super
the vibe.
Super fail. That was the one that I was like, seriously, this is jacked up.
More than Ray Lynn?
Yeah, more than Ray Lynn.
No.
Raylan, that was
crazy. Actually more than Raylan, because I feel like
you're just saying.
I don't know. I just feel like, I was totally an Angie fan, so whatever.
Yeah, I liked Angie too. Yeah. They were really competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Yeah, and her kind of voice to me was just I don't know. It just was so much better than Chessa's and.
Yeah,
she definitely was more well-rounded. But I guess the one trick.
I feel like, I don't know. That's my opinion.
I feel like maybe if you're going to name yourself Chessa, don't make it look like the word cheese. Just like one E, maybe.
Well, she didn't name herself. Her parents named
I know.
Her.
So Clearly, her parents are saying, okay, I'm not going to say what I was about to say.
Look, okay, some of us are ethnic, and we cannot help what our
some
parents
of us, are. Some of us, yo, listen.
Some of us just get stuck with a name like Mark, and it's like, oh.
Some of us get stuck with a name like Mark.
Right?
Some of us look white and sound white, and
exactly.
are
well,
truly
I tell
ethnic.
You, if people didn't know me, they wouldn't think I was black. It's all good.
Oh, yeah, well.
We'll work that into your story. For the
well,
guys.
Yeah, we got to work that into the story. Okay, well, the next is Blake's again. Blake, yeah. Brian Fuente
yeah.
and Jordis.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, do we know Jordis' last name?
I don't think she has one.
Oh, okay.
Some of us were just Jordis.
Just Jordis.
No, she does. No, she totally does. It's, like, super weird, and she should only be Jordis.
Jordis super
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, maybe she's only Jordis. But Kelly Clarkson was there for Brian Fuente and
her.
Yeah.
And she was, like, rocking it again. Oh, and, okay, and what was his deal? He was, like, hesitant, kind of, right?
As far as, like, going into The Voice, or?
No, as far as, I remember Kelly Clarkson was, like, when you're not hesitant, you're really good.
Right.
So
well, all I know is I don't remember Brian, so that's the indication.
Well, no,
that he
no,
just
Brian.
Was not good to me.
Well, you know, he kind of has like the
they were the rockers.
Yeah.
They were the rockers.
And he was in a rock group before, and he left his band to come do this kind of like the Daughtry American
okay,
Idol
right.
type thing. But I mean, I don't know their whole performance. Like he came out and he had like the rocker stance already.
Yeah, totally.
He was just ready with the mic.
He was like, I'm gonna kick everywhere I can.
What are they saying? They sang Ironic. Alanis
yeah,
Morissette.
By Alanis Morissette. So.
Oh right, I just felt like that was a bad song choice for both of them.
Yeah, that kind of was. That was kind of weird. They could have sung like an Evanescence song. That Evanescence.
Yeah,
song
it was pretty ironic that they chose that one.
Well, you had to do. You
oh.
had to.
Mark, you're so funny.
Got a comedian in the room.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
But who won that? Who won?
Jordis.
Jordis won.
Jordis won. She's just more emotional. He
Blake likes girls better.
But yeah,
well,
don't we all?
Well,
no.
Yeah.
But
true.
I don't know that whole performance. I didn't. It was just.
And Jordis said at the end of it,
that
she
was probably
like,
the worst one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What did she say? What did she say? She said, "Oh, that was a train wreck."
Yeah. It was, and like.
Yeah.
I mean, I you know how
it wasn't good.
Yeah. The song starts off slow, whatever, and then Jordis kind of jumped and went big right away, which you know, trying to capture the audience because you only have so much time.
Yeah, but then it like flattens out,
yeah.
And it's like one note. It's just you know, next time, Jordis.
Yeah.
But it worked.
That performance was whatever. Me.
Yeah, it's yeah.
She's gonna be at the house with who did I say was gonna be at the house?
Raylan. Same house.
Yeah,
too.
They're gonna be
yeah.
at the house together.
Same
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Chess is.
They're gonna be
garage.
Watching the rest of the show together.
Your Cheetos too. Yeah. Well, that was pretty.
Yep.
Like, I mean, it was surprising, but. But, I mean, they were both, like, bad.
They
so.
Were both bad, and I think she was the better of the worst. But it came down to she was more emotional.
Agreed.
She kind of felt the song
yeah,
more than...
Yeah, she had more passion.
Yeah.
So that wins. That just has
she
to win.
Just, she listened to more of Jagged Little Pill than he did back in the day.
Yeah, you know, I think we've all listened to it, but it clearly shows that she's listened to more.
Yeah, slightly.
A little more.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe the acoustic version, too.
Right.
Maybe
yeah.
she bought
or the
that
greatest
too.
Hits.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. God, that album came out a lot.
But it was a good album, though.
It was.
I'm not,
oh my
not
God.
Knocking that.
No.
It was...
Oh, God, it's an amazing album. So, anyway, next is Anthony Evans and Jesse Camp. Oh, this is the like, crazy...
Oh, my God.
Performance, yeah, epic. Epic is really the only word that can describe it. They sang the Alicia Keys song.
Seriously,
If I ain't got you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. There's just no way that that's even a decision.
Yeah, because like starting off, I mean,
yeah.
I think Jesse was one of the first guys we saw, single dad, and then Anthony Evans is more the pastor's son. He's always been in his father's shadow.
I have to say though, Anthony for me was better than Jesse.
Interesting.
But here's the thing for me, like they both were solid throughout the whole thing, but then the but Jesse.
Oh
just,
yeah.
Woof. we didn't even see that coming.
Don't care.
I
thought
we were finish the word.
Here's
but
the thing.
But Jesse.
Nah, Anthony. For me, like his tone was better than Jesse's. His
The big note at the end.
The way that he delivered the song.
Better or different?
The emotion of the song was so much better than Jesse's. However, like, they both were, I mean, Jesse was fighting. I'm not going to lie. Jesse was like, I'm not mad that he got it. Like, I'm still a fan. I'm like, bro, they were both amazing.
Yeah. I think Jesse, it comes down to Jesse can sing everything and Anthony can sing almost everything.
Yeah.
Because, what? I mean, yeah, it just, I mean...
Marcy says
it like this. I'm not a fan of you.
I can tell she's about to say
what?
It
no,
like
I mean,
this.
He, even welcome to the Marcy's Corner. But, no, he was just... Anthony was more emotional because it seems like Jesse Campbell is just, I can sing everything and I know I can. He's got that confidence. But then he was kind of overdoing it, they were saying. And, he even said, how do you eat an elephant?
Oh, yeah.
The quote of the night.
Quote of the night. Really, that should be the motto of the show.
Agreed.
How do you eat an elephant?
Seriously.
I didn't know that we ate
Seriously.
Elephants.
I don't.
But one bite at a time.
Jesse needs to pull back. Jesse has a high voice for a male. Therefore, he can sing a lot of songs that a lot of other males would never be able to sing.
He can
sing
everything.
Them well.
Yeah.
He really can.
He can sing them better than Anthony.
I would have to agree.
But to me, that's not sexy.
What's that?
That is sexy?
I said to me, that's not sexy. Like, Jesse needs to pull back and, like, not be so, like, cocky. And,
yeah,
like,
he was too cocky.
Realize that, you know, just because you can sing like a girl, that doesn't make you better than the boy sitting next to you.
All right, let me chime in. Like, I don't necessarily think he can sing like a girl, but he has more vocal range than Anthony.
Okay, guys, there's a lightning round here. Okay, introduce yourself. This is our wonderful engineer.
That's right.
Paul. Engineer. But yeah, I wouldn't say that he sings like a girl. He has vocal range. The guy has, like, he's ridiculous. He has
I
a ridiculous amount of talent.
I agree. I think Jesse has range. I think Anthony's tone is better than Jesse's.
I know what you mean. Sometimes
maybe
when I heard
unique.
It, I was like, right. But then I thought, like, maybe it's just different and I can't compare it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe it's just different.
They were both amazing. Both amazing. I am not mad that Jesse won.
Yeah.
I would not be mad if Anthony won. I do feel like Anthony had more ups on Jesse than vice versa.
Yeah, the benefit of being...
I was rooting for Anthony.
Oh, yeah, which brings me to her next point.
Yeah, okay, and I was saying this, that Anthony had the benefit of being the underdog. You know, we have to feel it. And Mark thought that was...
No, I thought it was actually very creative, I've never heard that before.
Well, right, because then
awesome.
Who says that?
Yeah, I'm going to say that from now on.
Okay, you say that.
But yeah, it's true. I mean, he did have the benefit. I mean, and it could have went either way. And if they would have been against anybody else in the competition, they would have smashed anybody.
Yeah, Raylan.
Can you imagine? That wouldn't even be fair.
No, that wouldn't be fair.
I mean, and honestly, like, just stylistically, you could so swing Anthony so many different ways. Jesse's just not cute.
Well, yeah,
he's kind of like the nerd, like...
Yeah, he's a nerd.
Kind of out of place dude.
Yeah, Anthony is, like, cute, and he seems like a nice guy, which pissed me off about Jesse, is that he was just a little confident, and also, I think that was maybe a tactic to be like, I got it, and I can do anything, you know?
He did have a strut.
Okay.
He was strutting.
Here's my thing, though. Like, I don't think being confident is a negative thing. I think being confident is a fantastic thing. And if you know you have the chops and you know you have the shit, like, go out there and do it and kill it. You know what I mean? And that's what Jeffy did, and I applaud him for that. However, I still think Anthony was a better pick.
Yeah,
that's
I know what
opinion.
You mean. Like, I know what you mean. But Jesse was homeless, so.
Yeah. He had the benefit.
I don't care.
That benefit of being homeless. So, right, okay,
yeah.
Marcy says,
still,
like, she
I
don't
think
care.
Anthony was a better pick.
Yeah, she don't care about homelessness.
However, Christina like didn't think that it was a better pick.
No.
So,
No,
guess,
he didn't.
I guess
so Jesse's lucky, and hopefully Jesse will get songs that fit him, and, you know, we'll see how far Jesse goes.
I mean,
I don't think he's going to be at the house initially, but I definitely don't think that he's going to
win it.
Win.
He could. I think maybe he
could. No, I don't think he's going to
After
win.
That, I mean,
Well, I guess that we'll get into predictions.
Yeah, we can go there. After the commercial, you want to...
Yeah, Marcy's Corner. But first, let's do commercial break.
All right.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
What do you want to buzz about?
What do I want to buzz about? I have a lot to buzz about. Mm-hmm. A lot of news. Marcy, do you have any news and gossip?
News and gossip about the boys?
Yeah.
Or anything in the world?
I guess anything. Anything you want.
No, not really.
Cool. Well, we have some exciting exclusive news. Well, on top of the...
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
And so that was crazy.
Yeah, I can't believe that happened.
That was really exciting.
Stay tuned next time for more of that.
Go, Paul.
Yeah, we'll only continue it. So anyway...
AfterBuzz TV!
Right?
And he was there the whole time.
I can't believe that.
Which is kind of weird.
Oh, that will never happen again.
I'm a huge fan of his.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just once-in-a-lifetime.
You can't even repeat that.
No, can't be repeated.
Can't repeat that.
Even talking about it too much, it just gives me the chills.
It does.
So, let's move on to predictions. Okay, Marcy, who do you think was the best?
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I could even pretend. I was going to pretend that we even... but, okay, Marcy, who do you think was the best of the night? I think that we can... I mean, we all have...
Yeah.
Okay, so Marcy, what do you think?
The best of the night? Well, I mean, for me, like, it's probably Jesse, even though I don't want to say that.
Because he doesn't...
However, I don't think anybody tonight... is going to win the competition. I don't even think anybody tonight is going to be in the top three.
Wow. What a statement.
I disagree.
Yeah.
That is a very bold.
There's no
way
we get
Jesse
to the top three and none of these people are there, then you have to, like, give me a foot massage.
You owe me a massage from last
week.
Did
we all just get signed up for a foot massage?
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for that.
That's the WTF.
I did, actually.
Okay, right. Mark signed up for it. Mark's got to do it.
So, okay.
I'm like, that's the deal.
Well, what do you think, Mark?
I
get pedicures on a regular basis, so don't worry. They're not, my feet are beautiful.
That's
don't
the
worry.
Disclaimer right there?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't.
Yes.
No.
But I'm going with Jesse, too, for the overall. You know, I think he's going to be top three for sure. I've actually never been more certain about anything in my life.
Really?
Than that. So
wow.
Well, yeah. Be careful when
I get my foot massaged. Yeah.
You
he can be right. How about if he's right, you massage his feet unmanicured?
Yeah, I would.
Or pedicured.
Yeah, that's.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
All right. Sign you up.
Can I massage your hands or something?
We just, like, sign in.
Yeah, we just wrote your name down and then signed your name.
You know what? We did. You just verbally signed it.
I hate feet.
Speaking.
That's not going down. I'll do something else, but I hate feet.
All right. We'll think about what you should do.
So what about you? Who's your number one?
You know what, Mark? I'm going to agree with you. I think Jesse will make it
top
three.
Oh,
I think because Javier won last
year. Oh,
you're
both going to be massaging my feet. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I guess one foot at a time.
But here's the thing. With him, you have to listen to every performance he does. He's going to have a good performance every week.
He is. He's going to be consistent, but it just matters about his attitude for the rest of the time now.
You just...
He can't...
Tone it down.
Exactly. America's going to be like, forget this dude. He's goofy looking. He's not cute. He has zero style. And he's cocky. Okay, he's talented, but whatever.
Well, who's more cocky?
But the show is called The Voice. It's not called, you know... the way he looks and nerdiness or anything like that. It's called The Voice. So,
okay, I don't know what planet you live on, but I live in America.
Planet Paul.
And in America, we are super judgmental people. And just because I'm the only person that will admit being judgmental, like, whatever.
I think I just heard Marcy plant an American flag in her corner.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying like it is.
Who's more cocky and confident? Tony Luca, Mickey Mouse, or
Jesse,
Uncle Jesse.
I'm gonna go with Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse. Seems
Mickey Mouse's
very
owner already died, so I'm gonna go with Jesse.
He already died.
No, he didn't. Mickey
yeah,
Mouse
he
is
died.
Here. No.
Yeah.
No, he's not at the house yet. No.
The Disney dude.
Tony Luca. No, he beat.
Yeah.
Remember he beat the Chris Cawley. Who's overconfident?
You
the
said
round
Mickey
one.
Mouse, right?
Yeah,
oh,
Mickey
you
Mouse.
You meant Mickey Mouse Club dude.
Yeah, who did you think?
Oh, who's Mickey Mouse?
Is Mickey Mouse act?
Is Mickey
Mouse
in competition?
Mickey
I
Mouse?
Didn't know.
Yeah.
I had no idea. No one looks like a mouse to me.
Shout out to Mickey.
yeah, the Disney dude. He's gone.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't know.
What show are you? Are you watching cartoons right now?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, too much babysitting. Too much babysitting.
Yeah.
That went over everybody's head. Never mind.
Who looks like Mickey Mouse?
Yeah,
I don't know.
No.
Oh, was he on a Disney TV show? Or am I, like, making that up totally?
You said the Mickey Mouse dude. I was assuming Disney, and I was not thinking the Mickey Mouse dude that's on this show.
I don't know.
Bear with me here, okay?
Well, that's another exclusive.
Yes. Another exclusive.
Mickey Mouse on the show.
After Buzz TV exclusive.
Okay, good. I'm glad we got that out of the way.
All right.
Okay, cool. Well, any other crazy predictions?
All I know is both of my feet are going to be massaged before the end of this voice thing because Jesse is not going to be in the top three.
Okay. Better learn some reflexology.
You're wrong.
Oh, Mark just saying you're wrong.
Jesse's going to be at the house. Jesse's going to be at the house.
Oh, wow. That's a cool song.
But... No way.
I guess we'll see who's at the house.
Next
I think
time.
That certainly Raylan will be. But we'll
Raylan
see you next time.
Yeah.
But you guys, thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thank you extra again for mentioning us. And
thank you, everyone.
Yes, you can follow me at Macedo Music, M-A-C-E-D-O Music.
Follow me, Mark E. Allen, A-L-A-N.
And Marcy.
Follow me, the person that believes that Jesse's not going to be in the top three, Marcy Lago Music.
For Marcy's Corner Updates.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can find us at AfterBuzz TV. All right. See you next time.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.